Please pray with me. Father, I pray that you would open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, and our minds today to your holy word. I ask this upon each person here and each person who will watch this video, Lord, that you would touch us in a unique and special way through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. I want you to think about this, please. We have a man who was detested and hated so much that the leaders of his country want him punished. Not just punished, but totally humiliated and destroyed. Rumor and innuendo run rampant, accusing him of all sorts of misdeeds, even accusing him of planning to overthrow the leadership of that country. The level of hatred is so intense that they want to destroy him and his followers. People are hanging on his every word, looking for anything to use against him. For more than 3 years, his opposition has been collecting, even creating things to use against him, even using a close follower to turn on him. Now, if this sounds like someone we might know, you're right. However, the man I'm talking about is not from today. I caution you not to jump to conclusions like Nathaniel did in today's Holy Gospel, saying, Nazareth, can anything good come from there? This man that I'm speaking about is Jesus of Nazareth. And unlike someone else you might have been thinking of, the big difference is that Jesus is divine. God himself, and I might add, totally innocent. A major problem with situations like this is that humanity tries to be judge and executioner. We always seem to forget, as I reminded you last week, that God is in control and he is the only judge. We are not. We need to seek God's wisdom and guidance in all such things, and let him be God. And that's why I now give my time to the Lord, so that he may speak to us as we turn to page 91 in our prayer books, so that we may pray together something very special. This is the Great Litany. Kneeling, if you're able, let us ask God to protect our nation and the sanctity of life. Your responses on page 91 and following are in bold. O God, the Father, creator of heaven and earth,
have mercy upon us.
O God, the Son, redeemer of the world,
have mercy upon us.
O God, the Holy Spirit, sanctifier of the faithful,
have mercy upon us.
O holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, one God,
have mercy upon us.
Remember not, Lord Jesus, our offenses, nor the offenses of our forebears. Neither reward us according to our sins. Spare us, good Lord, spare your people whom you have redeemed with your most precious blood, and by your mercy preserve us forever.
Spare us, good Lord,
from all evil and wickedness, from sin, from the works and assaults of the devil, from your wrath and everlasting condemnation.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all blindness of heart, from pride, vanity, and hypocrisy, from envy, hatred, and malice, and from all lack of charity.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all disordered and sinful affections, and from all the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all false doctrine, heresy, and schism, from hardness of heart and contempt of your word and commandments.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From lightning and tempest, from earthquake, fire, and flood, from plague, pestilence, and famine.
Good Lord, deliver us.
From all oppression, conspiracy, and rebellion, from violence, battle, and murder, from dying suddenly and unprepared.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity and submission to the law, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial.
Good Lord, deliver us.
By your glorious resurrection and ascension, by the sending of the Holy Spirit, by your heavenly intercession, and by your coming again in power and great glory.
Good Lord, deliver us.
In all times of tribulation, in all times of prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Good Lord, deliver us.
We sinners beseech you to hear us, O Lord God, that it may please you to rule and govern your holy church universal in the right way. To illumine all bishops, priests, and deacons with true knowledge and understanding of your word, and that both by their preaching and living they may show it accordingly.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To send forth laborers into your harvest, to prosper their work by your Holy Spirit, to make your saving health known unto all nations, and to hasten the coming of your kingdom.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To give all your people increase of grace to hear your word with humility, to receive it with pure affection, and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To bring into the way of truth all who have erred and are deceived.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To give us a heart to love and fear you, and diligently to keep your commandments.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To bless all your people, especially the unborn. We beseech you to hear us,
good Lord.
That it may please you to rule the hearts of your servant Donald, the President of the United States, and Joseph, the President-elect of the United States, and all other in authority, that they may do justice and show mercy and walk humbly before you.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To bless and guide all judges, giving them grace to execute justice and to maintain truth.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To bless and keep our armed forces by sea and land and air, and to shield them in all dangers and adversities.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To bless and protect all who serve their communities by their labor and learning.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To give and preserve for us and for others the bountiful fruits of the earth, so that at the harvest we may all enjoy them.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To make wars cease in all the world, and to give all the nations unity, peace, and concord.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please you to show mercy on all prisoners and captives, refugees, the homeless and the hungry, and all those who are desolate and oppressed.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To preserve all who are in danger by reason of their work or travel.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To strengthen the bonds of those in holy matrimony, to uphold the widowed and abandoned, and to comfort all whose homes are torn by strife.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To protect the unborn and their parents, and to preserve all women in childbirth.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To care for those who have lost children or face infertility, and to provide young children and orphans.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To visit the lonely and those who grieve, to strengthen all who suffer in mind, body, or spirit, and to comfort with your presence those who are failing and infirm.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To support, help, and deliver all who are in danger, necessity, and tribulation.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To have mercy upon all people.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
That it may please you to give us true repentance, to forgive us all our sin, negligence, and ignorance, and to endue us with the grace of your Holy Spirit, to amend our lives according to your holy word.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
to forgive our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and to turn their hearts.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To strengthen those who stand, to encourage the faint-hearted, to raise up those who fall, and finally to beat down Satan under our feet.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To grant all the faithful departed eternal life and peace.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
To grant that in the fellowship of beloved Saint Andrew and all the saints, we may attain to your heavenly kingdom.
We beseech you to hear us, good Lord.
Son of God, we beseech you to hear us.
Son of God, we beseech you to hear us.
O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Have mercy upon us.
O Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world.
Grant us your peace.
O Christ, hear us.
O Christ, hear us.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. On the top of page 97, O Lord, show us your love and mercy.
For we have put our trust in you.
Almighty God, you have promised to hear the petitions of those who ask in the name of your Son. Mercifully incline your ear to us who have made our prayers and supplications to you, and grant that what we have asked faithfully, according to your will, we may obtain effectually for the relief of our necessities and the setting forth of your glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.
Amen. Amen.